You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison used parliamentary question time to outline how the government has already delivered on its promise to bring Australians home by Christmas.
On about the 18th of September, we made a commitment. At that time, there were 26,200 people who were registered overseas. And that was our target, Mr. Speaker. That was our target. We were very clear about that. And 43,800 Australians have come home since that time, Mr. Speaker. 43,800 have come home since that time, working together with the states and territories.
He says that's been achieved through government-facilitated commercial and non-commercial flights and quarantine arrangements with the Northern Territory and Tasmania. About 39,000 Australians remain stranded overseas, eager to return home. Services Australia has been calling Australians overseas on behalf of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade to determine their intentions to return home. But witnesses to the Senate's COVID-19 inquiry say they feel the calls were an attempt to pressure them to remove their names from the list. Labor Home Affairs spokesperson Christina Keneally says there have been too many accounts of this happening to dismiss.
It's half a lotto and half the Hunger Games, you know, trying to get a seat on a plane, get a spot in quarantine. And so when you see, you know, CEOs and wealthy business visa holders and celebrities and Tony Abbott getting to come and go as he pleases almost, you think, what are we doing here? Why aren't we spending the time and the resources and the leadership to get our fellow citizens home?
Australians David and Kate Jeffries in Canada say their attempts to get home have been thwarted by cancelled flights.
And we just want to be able to return to our country, and we are reasonable in that we understand that we will have to go through some form of quarantine. We just want this government to take a federal approach and actually prioritise getting us home. They've had 9 months and they need to make it a priority and get Australians home.
Labor has called on the government to establish a national quarantine centre to deal with large-scale repatriations during the pandemic. The measure was recommended in a nationwide review into the hotel quarantine system by former senior public servant Jane Holton. Mr. Morrison says the government is doing everything it can to facilitate the return of those Australians still stranded overseas.
It is an appalling misrepresentation from the Labor Party to suggest that the government, when we said 26,200 people had to come home, and we've beaten that, and we've got 43,900 home, Mr. Speaker, 800, I should say, in the direct response to the efforts that we put in place. Now, Mr. Speaker, they can haggle all they like. They can chip away as they are seeking to do. They're a very grumpy lot over
Deputy
there today,
Leader
Mr.
of the Opposition.
Speaker. Our government will leave them to their grumpiness. We will get on with the job of getting Australians home.
Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter says the government is still pursuing plans to introduce the first ever Commonwealth legislation on wage theft. The Australian Workers Union has called for a Royal Commission after a three-month investigation found backpayers are being paid as little as $3 an hour to pick blueberries on the New South Wales north coast. The McKell Institute report details countless instances of wage theft and exploitation, including one 28-year-old German backpacker who averaged just $6.21 an hour for 17 days of work on a Coffs Harbour farm. Mr. Porter says that level of underpayment should never have happened.
I am aware of that report. That shouldn't happen. It's disgraceful. And the bill that we will introduce to Parliament will, for the first time ever, create in this country at a Commonwealth level an offence of wage theft. For the first time ever. It will significantly increase civil penalties on top of the tenfold increase that we had already instituted. It will also have new principles whereby the civil penalty can be either the 50% increase or a new concept which is called benefit gained. So you can actually look at the amount of underpayment that has occurred from the employer, and then you can fine them effectively either two or three times that underpayment.
The plight of laid-off workers in the aviation industry, hit hard by the pandemic, also dominated question time. On top of the 6,000 job cuts already announced, Qantas has confirmed it's outsourcing 2,100 ground worker jobs, such as baggage handling and cleaning, to cut down costs during the pandemic. Jetstar has already outsourced ground handling roles, resulting in 370 job losses. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the government is supporting Qantas and Virgin's capacity to operate domestic flights.
We made sure that there was connectivity between capital cities, connectivity between key regional hubs. We are doing everything we can to ensure, through JobKeeper, to ensure that the aviation sector has the support it needs, and we will go on making sure that the aviation sector has support. We've also got an aviation plan to look at the 5 years hence, to make sure that we've got the right programs, the right projects in place.
A Senate inquiry examining the future of the aviation industry will report back at the end of March. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.